Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
That's what I just...
All right, welcome to the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. I'm your host for this evening, Ian Wentz. We are at Frickers in Adrian. The joint's jumping right now, and we have plenty of awesome interviews to get to here today. We're going to talk some women's soccer, men's rugby, men's and women's tennis, and some men's soccer to finish up the show. And we are going to begin the show with a, well, now seasoned vet on the show. He's been on a few times before. It's the women's head soccer coach, Nathan Kronwetter. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Start to the season, your second year. Last year you kind of came in a little bit late in the cycle, if I remember right, kind of getting in the swing of things. But year number two, things going well, huh?
Things are well as far as knowing names and being familiar with the area.
Little slow start to the season, but we're doing well and training hard every day in training. And we're ready to rebound and get back on the winning track, hopefully starting tomorrow.
Yeah, you mentioned getting off to a good start last year, end of the season with a winning record, 8-6-3. You made it to the MIAA postseason, and unfortunately fell in that tournament game in the first round. How has that sort of translated to this year? Is that a motivator for the off season, or how did you approach that?
Well, excuse me. What we're finding out, and what I've known for all these years, being in the game for quite some time, is that every year is different. Even with returning players, each team has a different a makeup. And what you think would be a motivator and kind of momentum going into one season sometimes always doesn't pan out. And that's kind of what we've run into early in the season this year with several returning players. Just hasn't quite clicked the way that we wanted yet. So it's a work in progress, but the good news out of all that is that we're three games in, and we're showing progress every day. We'll find out a little bit more after we get a few more games underneath our feet.
Exactly. You lost a little. Every team loses a little bit, you
sure,
know, due to graduation. And now I guess in the age of people transferring maybe more frequently than they used to,
yeah.
Could you speak to kind of the makeup of the squad this year? Are you more of a senior group or more of a young squad?
It's kind of mixed. We have 11 new players, which is a pretty large incoming class. And with welcome week, not having those freshmen available for the first week of training, now is the time that we're starting to integrate them into the full team and get to know them a little bit better and find out their qualities. 20 returning players, or 19 returning players, and it's a very good group, but it's a good mix between sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
You have begun the season. You are 1-2. It's young season. You haven't played conference games yet,
yep.
And you kind of get up to that, but you have to feel good about a 6-0 win against Defiance College. Now we can say they're an NAIA school. They're not Division III anymore, so you got a little NIA win under your belt.
Yeah.
Did I get all the acronyms in that? I don't know.
We'll take the wins when we can get them.
You have to like a lot of things, right, from a 6-0 victory.
Yeah, we were definitely on the offensive that game. Very disappointed after opening game down in Ohio. We made them look a lot better than they were. But giving them full credit for the win, we didn't show up and play our A game. So to rebound and bounce back against Defiance at home, again, at home we're a different team than we are on the road, especially with a young, kind of a mix between the 11 freshmen and the returning players. So it was just one of those days where things were clicking, and, we'll take the 6-0 win.
11 freshmen? I was messing with some equipment over here. So a young team, it sounds like.
Well, you know, like I said, we've got a great group of returning players.
Okay.
Seven seniors, grad student, but then, you know, a pretty heavy freshman class. And we'll look to bring in another large class here this next year as well.
Coach, could you kind of run through some names that, you know, maybe a household name already or ones that could be this season?
Well, as far as the young players are concerned or just in general?
I guess in general, if people are just learning about your team.
Yeah, so we have the league's returning goal scorer, leading goal scorer from last year and point getter, and Anna Marie Fosman. She's coming back and hoping to add to her goal scoring record last year. A little bit of a slow start, but she is an offensive weapon. And then in the back we have our two captains kind of anchoring our defensive line, Sid Anderson and Tegan Bergeron, and they're doing a heck of a job. But we're looking for leaders all across the board. A couple freshmen have come in and really separated themselves from the others. But like I said, it's still a little bit early in that process, so we'll learn more here in the next week and a half when we get three more games under our belt.
How much, from a coaching perspective, how much do you obviously you value the games a little bit different than practice, but you have to take practice into account, especially when you're trying to fill in your squad and who's going to get minutes, who's going to come off the bench sort of thing. You don't need to give a percentage, but could you kind of speak to that where, yes, the games matter, but in some ways practice can be more important in some ways?
Yeah, the games are not a time where you want to be doing a lot of coaching. You're making adjustments and obviously kind of tweaking things here and there, but the training sessions are where you get the meat of the education and kind of the game scheme or the game plan leading into the games. So we train very hard, very high tempo, very energetic training sessions, and we use the full 2-hour slot that we have from minute one all the way until the end.
You talked about road versus home. I don't know if the team just feels more comfortable playing where you practice. I'm sure that's part of it. Are you playing on surfaces that are similar to Camping Insurance Field, or do you play on some grass and some turf? Because that can impact the game too.
Yeah, and good question. No, we started off playing on a grass field, and noticeably it was a lot slower. Slowed down things. Legs were a little heavy coming out of preseason, so the grass surface didn't really aid to that, benefit us in that way. But no, we're very lucky with the facility that we have, and we've got such a great fan base. Our support with family and friends is huge for us. So playing at home and on the road, typically on the road, we still outnumber the fans from the visiting home section.
Cool.
So our game days are really, quite fun for us.
That's great. I called a couple of your games last year, and I it was noticeable. I mean, fans were making a difference. And,
yeah.
That's not part of the game, but if you're on the bench or if you're on the field, you hear them, right? You hear that support, and it's all positive.
Yeah, the energy that not only the girls on the sideline bring, but just having the fan support and kind of a energetic atmosphere for our home games is really something that we don't take for granted. We're very appreciative of everybody that supports us.
Especially with soccer's growing in America, and hopefully we see that reflected in the fan bases too, not just the players. Interesting road trips planned or taken this season, or we're kind of sticking close to home?
Yeah, the first game was at Ohio Wesleyan, and for me that was special going back to where I was born and raised. And I coached 9 years at Ohio Wesleyan. So for me that was kind of a homecoming. Unfortunately, we didn't show up to play our best at that day, but it was a special trip for us. Once we get into MIAA play, we like playing in the MIAA. Mm-hmm. The rivalries are a little bit more close to home, and the energy is there for every game. So, going to Hope will be a great matchup for us. Going to Trine under the lights at 7:00, especially after last year's finish, will be very good for us. So,
Did Wes? Did you put Wesley on the schedule, or did your athletic director squeeze that in there for you?
No, that was something that I think they reached out, and I said, well, you know what, it might be fun. So I kind of jumped on it. But, no, I was happy to take the team down there. It's a great facility, and it was fun to introduce them to Ohio Wesleyan. The next time we go down there, it'll be a much better result.
So projected to finish fourth in the MIAA, I think that was close to where you finished last season. Obviously, the goal, pun intended, is to win the whole thing. And, you know, last season, your ladies put together some efforts that you probably felt should have been victories. And I think the last game of the season was one that, you know, I felt the Bulldogs should have found a way to win and unfortunately didn't. But is that kind of the tone is, well, that is whatever it is. We think we have a good enough team to win the whole league.
Yeah, we're not there yet, obviously. Once we get these games behind us, the non-conference games are strictly there for learning purposes and to kind of, you know, iron out the wrinkles and get prepared for MIAA. Of course, we want to win as many games as we can, but we have a little bit of time to make those adjustments, especially introducing the freshmen to the kind of game experiences.
Yeah, I mean, their first college game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, our first few college games,
yeah.
It's like, okay, deer in the headlights with that.
Sure.
All the team expectations. You know, coaches coming down on me, and
yeah,
we have these leaders on the team. And
yeah, plus they're away from home for the first time.
Yeah.
They're you know, learning time management and how to study and where to study and how to study. So there's a lot thrown on the freshman's plate in a fall, in fall athletics in general.
Yeah. How do you deal with that as a coach? Like, you need to realize, okay, these are people and these are students first. Yeah. And they're also athletes. I guess you brought an assistant coach today. Does he help out with that, or how do you tackle that?
Yeah, great question. Marv is our assistant coach this year, and you'll meet him later on further down the line.
Okay.
In another interview if we have one. But no, we've got a great support network on campus within the team. You know, between myself, Marv, and then we actually delegate you know, responsibilities to our upperclassmen to take care of study hall hours, to be there as mentors. We've got a buddy system where the freshmen are paired up with upperclassmen, so they have somebody to go to and talk to for an hour or two a week. But then, you know, with all the tutoring and everything that's available to the freshmen on campus and being a pro athletic campus, you know, it's very easy to have that support to be successful.
Well, you alluded to another home match. That's tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We want to get the community out there. We know the Bulldog soccer fans will be there. We know the friends and family. To get the community out there that are listening, it's 6 o'clock. You're taking on Heidelberg University at Docking Stadium. What's kind of the protocol to get in and enjoy a game?
Yep, 6 o'clock start tomorrow night against a team that I believe is 2-0-1 right now. They actually tied Calvin and beat Albion already this preseason, or this non-conference, pre-conference schedule.
Okay.
So it's a team that's going to come in here pretty confident, it's a great opportunity for us to kind of see where we're at. It'll be very good competition, but, you know, it's an exciting environment. It's fun for all ages, you know, and it's, again, 6 o'clock. There's nothing better to do 6 or 7 o'clock on an evening than go out and support your local college team.
Absolutely. And if you're playing a team that has played some of your opponents down the road,
yeah,
you don't like to do the transitive property, but what people do, fans do, like, okay, they beat this team, but we beat them, so we like our chances against team number or team letter A.
Yeah.
How do you keep that out of the locker room, you know, because I think those conversations do happen, right?
Well, we make it about ourselves. Like, right now, it's about learning who we are and what we do best. Of course, we'll take into consideration what the results are from the teams that we're playing and kind of the tendencies of what they bring to the table. But right now, in non-conference matchups, it's about us. What do we do well? What are our weaknesses? Where do we need to strengthen our play? So really, we don't focus too much on our opponent. It's more about kind of getting us up to gear.
All right, fantastic stuff. 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Docking Stadium. Get there early. Get the best seat in the house. It's a very intimate setting. You know, you're in the front row. You're pretty much on the sideline. and cheer on your Bulldogs to go for win number two. Bulldogs and Student Princes on the field. I don't know if they call the women's team something different, but we've played them in football, and they're the Student Princes. So that's what I'm going to go with. Coach Kronwender, it's good to see you. Best of luck tomorrow night and the rest of the way. And
great.
I'm sure we'll talk throughout the season.
Yes, we will. Thank you, and I appreciate it very much.
Once again, that was Nathan Kronwender, the head women's soccer coach at Adrian College. We are going to take a break. A gentleman that looks like a rugby coach is joining me next. I'm going to have to wear some pads to be safe with Christopher Hathaway in the house. He's going to talk some men's rugby when we come back. This is the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Cheer on the Bulldogs this week with women's soccer at 6 p.m. Tuesday, men's soccer Wednesday at 7 and Friday at 3, and football this Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Football is back, along with a limited-time Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Fricker's new Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich has two batter dip, breast of golden fried chicken. Enjoy that with a 48-ounce personal pitcher of domestic draft beer. Catch every NFL game with ice-cold personal pitchers of domestic draft and the Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Hurry before time runs out. Only at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Fricker's.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Live from Frickers in Adrian, it's my obligation to tell all of you about the Monday Night Football Swag giveaway at Frickers. During the game, each week, there will be an NFL jersey giveaway Monday night during halftime of the Monday night game. So even if you don't like watching Aaron Rodgers play football, you could win a jersey here at Frickers. You don't need to even be here to win. So come on in, sign up. Entries accepted all day on Monday. A lot of people here at Frickers, so hopefully they take the opportunity to win some stuff. It's Monday. It's their boneless chicken specials as well. Their weekday specials are awesome here at Frickers. I'm here, I'll be honest, a couple times a week with some lunch. Good place to be. We're joined now by the head men's rugby coach at Adrian College. Christopher Hathaway joins me. First year as the coach of the Bulldogs. You were an assistant coach for both the teams last year. So not unfamiliar territory, but we kind of slapped the head coach title on you, removed the assistant coach title. Good to see you, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Well, if people are driving around US 223 in the area of Industrial Drive and Adrian College, they might see some excavating going on, a lot of dirt being moved right by the rugby facility. I think that's the place to start. It's not a new beginning for the program, but looking to get your very own field, and obviously you have the building there to accommodate everything that hopefully you need for the program. How has that been? You know, you have that, and you're also coaching the teams. Let's talk about that facility. What's in store for rugby fans to enjoy?
Yeah, what's really exciting about that is we're going to have a full grass rugby pitch for us available, hopefully by the springtime, which is great because turf is awesome, but I really don't like scarring up my elbows and knees, and I know the players don't like either. So we'll have some nice grass pitch, and hopefully we'll have some good competition out there. We're also going to be having a dome built soon, which will be multi-purpose, not just rugby, but other sports will be allowed to use it as well. But that'll allow us to train in the winter during the cold times and actually get prepared, because the men's season starts in the fall, takes a little break in the winter, then they finish out in the spring. So that little break really kind of is detrimental to a lot of our fitness and our continuity, but having the space to train over the winter will help fix that issue.
Yeah, it's hard to rugby train in a gym.
Yeah.
You kind of need something to grip onto a little bit better.
Not to mention the floors aren't the best to land on.
No, yeah. I've joked about wearing pads earlier. You would have to. Do you go by Christopher or Chris?
Professionally, I would go by Christopher, yes.
Let's go with Christopher. All right. Could you clue me and our listeners about your rugby history? Because, hey, you're coaching the team. I assume you played back in the day. You look like you play now still. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
It's really exciting because I spent most of my time in rugby away from Michigan, though I started playing in Michigan myself since I am Detroit born. I started playing at Lakeview High School back in 2007 or 8. Got recruited to go start the Davenport program before they had varsity rugby in the U.S., which was really great. And then it's really awesome to come back and be in a point where I can take Michigan rugby to the next level, not just at collegiate, but also with our senior men's and women's and our youth rugby programs, because we really need to develop the grassroots rugby if we want to see any growth for the sport here in the state.
Right. You talk growth, so it's not at the spot you want it to be, like getting rugby in high schools.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I feel like we're just at a point now where soccer has become a mainstream sport in high school. I think lacrosse might be sort of in the same sphere as rugby. That just, it can add to maybe difficulties, challenges recruiting.
Yeah, 100%.
You gotta drive out to, I mean, we know the East Coast, very popular sport, right? It's
yep.
really caught on with, you know, I'm going to assume the Ivy Leagues really,
oh,
really
Ivy
took
League
hold of it.
Oh, Ivy Leagues into it. Harvard,
yeah.
Brown, all of them.
Division III, I guess, what's the landscape of that right now? Is Adrian sort of on the bleeding edge of Division III rugby trying to...
Not at all, actually. Neither of our teams are Division III. The women are going to be D1 NCR, which is National Collegiate Rugby. That's one of the different rugby leagues here. But they're playing the Big Ten Conference. They're going to be playing against
really?
U of M, who's a two-time defending national champion. So that's pretty exciting. And then our men's team is also D1 competition. So they're playing against the likes of Lindenwood and Arkansas State and Davenport, who are all in their conference for the Midwest Conference. So everything we're playing is D1 level.
So there's not even Division III rugby? Or
there is Division
III
rugby.
To...
We've just moved up.
Wow.
So like last year, the women were in the NIRA D2, which is like the NCAA sort of collaboration to try and get NCAA and all that involved with women's rugby. And we took runner-up for the women at D2 or D3, which is great. But the level we have been putting in effort and everything like that, we've just raised our bar and our standards. So we're growing up, and we're going to go take on better competition because we can hang and take it on as well.
Wow. How long has rugby been around at Adrian College? I went there, graduated at 16, and I feel like it's a new sport every 2 years coming to campus.
Yeah, there is. I know there's a lot of growth. This is about the fourth year, okay. I believe, for both the men's and women's programs, maybe off by a year for the men's. But even then, it's a very young program. But with that, they've had great success. Last year, finishing pretty like top 25 for the men's team in the country for D1A. I think 2 years ago in 2021, the guys' team finished runner-up for national champions as well, which is pretty great, especially their first year around. The women, like I said, took runner-up last year in the NIRA D3, which is pretty awesome. And, yeah, we've just been moving on our way up.
Yeah, Division III, enough of you. Let's play some Division I rugby. Does that give you and the school any other opportunities, or it just gets you into different recruiting rings of being in the conversation with these students?
Yeah, it definitely gives us a leg up on players who are looking to go play competitive rugby. We can take any players new to the sport and everything like that, but the players who are committed to playing and want to compete at a higher level, knowing that we're at D1, is a good step up for them in that direction.
I think just being in the same list as Michigan,
Michigan State, Indiana, we're playing all of those teams this year, this season, so I'm really excited for our women to get ready to step up to the big plate and take it on home.
Pitch.
Yep.
Is being built as we speak.
Yes, sir.
You have played at Docking Stadium.
Yep.
Are you looking to schedule more road games so you can avoid the turf, or do you, how many home matches do you have?
I would definitely much prefer to play on grass anytime. I know my players would prefer to play on grass too. I think we're pretty, this season in the fall, we're going to be mostly home for the men's team, and then the women, and then the women are mostly away this season. And then in the spring, the men will be more away, traveling on the road and whatnot for those springtime games.
All right. Men's team finished last year 3-8 after moving up to USA Rugby and playing at, you know, the D1 level, as we mentioned. What did you learn from that year to this year?
Watching our guys grow from the fall to the spring, there was so much growth in not just our style of play, but everyone's rugby IQ and understanding of the game, but also our implementation of strategy. It's hard to beat teams who are traditional and set up with their systems and try to like get up to par with them on those systems. So we learned that throwing curveballs at them and things that we weren't expecting was a part of our wheelhouse, and what we need to continue doing to throw these teams off is like, okay, they're used to this situation. Let's give them something they've never seen before.
Is that offensively or defensively?
Both.
Okay. Try to get them on both. Sides of the ball. So
yep.
To speak.
We're trying to put pressure on and just confuse the defense. And then when we're on defense, we're trying to take away their space and take away their time to make decisions.
Talking rugby with Christopher Hathaway, the head coach for both programs right now. It says in my notes they're looking to hire a women's head coach position.
It's been a heck of a few weeks, I'll tell you. The men's coach previously left for a different offer at Penn State. More power to him. Excited to see what he does there. But I've been running both the men's and women's programs since he left. It feels like week six for me. But it's definitely only week three for the guys, and I think week four for the girls. But good news is we have found who we want to bring in for the women's head coach, Gracie Martinez, who has a strong career in mental health advocation, as well as continuing to play rugby at a high level. She is a current Dominican Republican national player as well. So she plays for their national team and competes. We're bringing her in. I'm excited to have her on board to help make this a partnership, and we can lead this rugby program into new places that we haven't been before.
Is there an announcement on the website? Did that just drop tonight, or?
It's coming through. She just made her way into town last night and helped her move in, brought her dinner and everything. So
a little bit of breaking news on the cave. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So some help with you, obviously. And
yeah.
Is there kind of co-coaching in a way, like help each other out?
100%. So like what happened last year when I was assistant coach, I was trying to complement both the men's and women's head coach and build a bridge between the two teams, because it's with rugby inclusivity, it's about building a community. It's we're all in this together sort of situation. Mm-hmm. So Gracie's on the same page. We're working together. She's going to lead the women. I'm going to be her assistant. I'll lead the men. She'll be my assistant.
Okay.
We're going to do a lot of co-collaborating and working together to make this program grow.
You're going to appreciate part of this question.
Okay.
I know there are rugby 15s and 7s.
Yep.
And you play them during different times of the season.
Yep.
I don't remember which one's in the fall and which one's sort of in the spring. How does that work?
That's a great question.
See, half the question was good.
So the men, they play 15s pretty much year-round. Unfortunately, with the setup at the high-level D1A, they start in the fall, take a little break, and they finish out in the spring, and that usually ends around early May, end of April. So they don't really get much of a 7 season, unfortunately, for the men.
Okay.
However, the women have a better structure to where it is only fall 15s, and then in the spring it's just 7s competitions. So it's evenly divided that way, and like we only have to worry about one strategy for the fall, one strategy for the spring sort of situation instead of carrying over.
All right. Well, you open up. Let's see. The women are at home Sunday, September 22nd. The men start their season at Trine Friday, September 20th. Are those the first matches?
Yeah, pretty much. This
couple
past
scrimmages.
Yeah, the women just had a round robin scrimmage this past weekend with Aquinas and Davenport University. That went really well, where our team definitely came together under the pressure of Davenport because they're a pretty decent side. And then the guys have had a couple inter squad scrimmages. We're going to continue doing some inter squad scrimmages before we go and face Trine. And then after Trine, we will be playing McKendree at home, I believe, October 12th for like our first big match.
All right, AdrianBulldogs.com, the place to go for all the information for the men's and the women's rugby teams. Looking forward to to getting someone to head up the women's program and help you out. I can't imagine with all the changes going on over at the facility and getting the team ready to go. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and welcome to Adrian College in the head coach capacity. And glad you stuck around, and thanks for coming out and talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. It's been really fun.
Once again, that was Christopher Hathaway, the men's rugby head coach at Adrian College. Women's coach on the way, so stay tuned for that. And stay tuned for some tennis conversation. There's an undefeated team at Adrian College. We'll talk about them and their season. And coming up a little bit later, the men's soccer program will be spotlighted on the show. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more from Frickers in Adrian. It's the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Cheer on the Bulldogs this week with women's soccer at 6 p.m. Tuesday, men's soccer Wednesday at 7 and Friday at 3, and football this Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Good evening and welcome back to the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Ian Wendt here at Frickers in Adrian. There might be a couple tables left. I don't know. It's pretty busy here on a Monday night. ACL Access Show here at Frickers in Adrian. The Monday Night Football Swag giveaway during the game tonight. Your chance to win the NFL jersey. They're going to draw that winner during the halftime here today. So, you could win. You don't have to be in the building to get it. So, like your chances. Like I mentioned before the break, we are going to talk some tennis. And I sort of gave it away, but there's an undefeated squad. Brandon nodding his head. Brandon Falk with the men's team and Liv Deppis with the women's team. 2-1, not too bad. You know, but 4-0 is just a little bit better. So we're going to start with the men. Sorry. Brandon, you're a senior from Milford, and you came on. And I said, hey, nice to meet you. And you said, well, I've been on here before. So I appreciate you not being scared away, coming back anew on the show, unless your coach made you. Anyway, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
So season couldn't go any better, right? A little 4-0 start. Unrealistic to go undefeated, but it's nice to win your first four. Could you kind of take us through the first few weeks of your season?
Yeah, I'd say the first match was definitely a little rocky. Everyone's coming back in, getting warmed up, back into playing. But we secured that one. That was probably our closest match so far. And then we traveled down to Otterbein, down in Westerville, Ohio. That was a long drive, but I'm glad we got to get the dub out there as well. And then we had this past weekend, it was Friday, Otterbein, Saturday, Aquinas home, and then Sunday was Indiana Southeast home. And we had very convincing wins on those as well, which was very good. So I'm pretty proud of the team so far. We're looking pretty good.
It's nice to get those couple matches in a row at home.
Oh, yeah, right? Definitely.
So, Liv, 2-1 season for you so far. I'm sure the men have given you a hard time for losing that one. But senior from Muskegon, how has your season been so far for you?
For me, it's been really fun. It's actually really exciting because the girls are good this year. Like, we've never had this much competition for certain spots on the team with singles and doubles. So it's been really exciting to see, like, who gets what spot in the competition between just our teammates in general and then how it turns out against other teams.
This adds a different level to it, right? You're not just competing against.
Yeah, we brought in some good talent this year.
I've interviewed a couple tennis coaches, I believe.
We've had a few.
Yeah, and one coaches both teams, right? Or do you have two separate coaches?
Yeah, one coach, both teams.
One coach, okay. It's not listed on my cheat sheet. Who's your coach?
Kyle Haynes.
Okay. So has he brought in some good talent on the women's side and kept the men competitive too? So you kind of like what he's doing for both teams?
Yeah, we'll keep him around.
Okay, we'll keep him around. Just get through the season, right?
Yeah.
Both you being seniors. I guess aspirations for each of you. Liv, we'll start with you. What's kind of the goal for the team? Do you guys talk about it? You know, winning the league, things like that?
We've always been really close to being entered into the conference tournament. Like, four teams go, correct? And we've always been five. And I think this year we can make it to the four. Am I wrong, though? Can't four teams go this year?
I think this year they're doing six teams.
Okay, so we should for sure make it this year, which would be really exciting. So I'm hoping that just works out for senior year.
Like, you just
really
get
fun.
In and get a
yes.
chance to
experience what it's even like. We've never been there, at least for my time here. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Brandon, kind of the same deal?
Yeah, I'd say for us, definitely, obviously, we're probably going to make the conference tournament this year, but I'd say winning a match in the conference tournament and also just having a winning season. We've had some good seasons in the past couple of years, but we have had a losing record, and I think starting out 4-0 will definitely help us. I want to get a winning season this year, so that's what we're looking for.
Liv, on the women's side, you said they brought in a lot more talent, so I assume the freshmen and the sophomores are pretty good. Mm-hmm. Are there more freshmen, sophomores, or is it still more upperclassmen? Or even
I gotta
split?
Think about that.
You don't need to do the math, just...
No, it's really the middle. I would say there's smaller freshmen and senior class, and then the middle is where we just had big groups. Well, that's when we had so many coaches, so they, like, did a bunch of recruiting, each of them, and then we had, like, this is probably one of the biggest teams we've had. We have, like, 16, 15 girls. So,
wow.
But a lot of the talent is brought in between, like, junior and sophomore. Everyone's talented, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
15, 16. How many... You're going to have to teach me this. How many people compete on a day? I know there's doubles and singles. How many get to compete? Are there people that don't get to because you have so many on the team?
Yeah, so this year was different. We had to create a top 10 lineup so that we could have, like, enough people to... limit the people to travel, and then pretty much for game days, like, for sure six people play, and then depending if you're just doubles or singles, other people are rotated in. So I would say, like, up to eight people play, and then we have just two for exhibition.
Brandon, same kind of questions. The makeup of the team, older, younger, kind of in the middle, even split, what do you think?
Well, we have two seniors, me and Sebastian Smith, who's also on the hockey team. Freshmen, we have, I think, four this year, and then kind of the same thing. It's a lot of mix in the middle. But I think Kyle this year will definitely be looking to get a lot of recruiting going, and I think we're going to keep trying to expand our team, finding better players, and just kind of build. Because obviously having Rocky coaches makes it hard to build a team, but I think now that he's kind of solidified in there, I think it will definitely grow.
Does Coach pick up a racket and practice with you all, or does he just kind of oversee? Like, you're not in high school, right? He's not teaching you really how to play tennis. He's kind of trying to get you over that hump, right? What's his practice approach like, Liv?
Oh, he definitely joins us in drills, hitting, and he kind of just oversees it. He's someone that actually keeps us in, like, a happy mood on that practice. Like, he's very uplifting. It makes it fun. And we've kind of needed that after all the coaching experience we've had. But he definitely has fun with us on the court at practice.
Same kind of deal with you. Brandon keeps it light and kind of knows when to get you back in line.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I think with our past coaches, we were allowed to kind of fool around more or at practice. And I think this year it's definitely good to have more structure. And, you know, when we need to really focus, he's there to allow us to focus. So
this season... It says here in my notes, Brandon, you've been the number two singles in all four matches. You're 4-0. You compete with Sebastian in number two doubles and also undefeated there. So is it kind of, is it you two battling for that number one spot? Is there competition with that, or is it just, you know, maybe the matchup?
No, so we actually have a transfer. He's a sophomore, and he's playing the one spot right now. In challenge matches, we had a close match, but I'm getting old, and I no longer want to play one, and I was like, I'm gonna let him grow and learn at one, and I'm going to take the step back and just win some matches at two. So, yeah, it's between me and him. Bubba, Sebastian's nickname is Bubba, so we call him Bubba. He just plays wherever he needs to play. Good role player, and really helps us to get a lot of wins. So
that might be one of my favorite interview answers I've ever had on the show. The honesty is good, right? Yeah. I mean, you got to know, this kid's young coming into the program and everything you said. So it takes a lot for a senior to say that. You're like, hey, I'm cool where I'm at. You know, if you need me here, I'll play here. And it's just a number, right? I mean,
yep.
You still got to go out and win,
yeah,
essentially.
Exactly.
I guess this could be a one-word answer. Singles or doubles, which would you rather play? What's your favorite, Liv?
Doubles. I love doubles.
Is that possibly because there's less movement?
No. Okay. I actually do running a lot. But
that's why I would like it.
I've just been in a singles funk since like sophomore year, so doubles is kind of where I should be right now, and I've found a love it. So, yeah.
And I like singles a lot more. That's what I grew up on playing, and never really played doubles in my childhood, so definitely singles over doubles.
Let's see, Liv, you were at number three singles.
Yeah.
But you're it says you own one. It's fine. It's fine. You're 2-1 in number two doubles with Jennifer Wojcik. I hope I'm saying her name right.
Yeah.
What's it like having her as your doubles partner? Got to have some kind of connection, right?
Yeah, it's actually really fun. We weren't super close last year, and then I think being doubles partners this year, we've gotten to really know each other, and we have the same game on the court, and then we also just bring the same energy, so it's been really fun to just play next to her, and I don't know, our games match up well, so we do well.
So this weekend, you're back on the court. You're both at Hope College for the Invitational, September 13th and 14th, so a little overnight, Friday, Saturday. Is that a conference match or not yet? Is that count as out of conference?
Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, so what it is their conference teams are there, but we all play individually, and you're put in a big bracket, and you play. Like, honestly, you could end up playing your own teammates. So it's just there's conference teams there and other teams, but, yeah, mainly it's just there's no actual, like, team matches
official
happening.
Official scoring for the MIAA.
Yep.
Oh, very cool. Maybe this is a little ahead of the schedule. You've played at home quite a bit. When are you going to be home next? Do you know?
Until spring.
Next Sunday.
Just kidding.
We play Ohio Wesleyan, both boys and girls.
The 15th?
15th, yep.
So you're going to play Friday, Saturday at Hope and then come back on the 15th.
Yeah, it's going to be a tiring weekend, but
going to have a sore whatever muscle that is.
Everything.
Everything.
We're Frickers, so your chicken wing will be a little sore.
Exactly.
On Monday morning. Well, Brandon, Liv, it's good to talk to both of you, and a great start to the season.
Thank you.
Keep things rolling. Go beat some MIAA competition over at Hope.
Yes, sir.
Well,
go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Love it. Go Dogs. Once again, that was Brandon Falk and Liv Deppis here on the ACL Access Show. Live from Frickers in Adrian, the joint's jumping, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some men's soccer with Brady Musser, a senior defenseman. He's from Grand Rapids. He is the captain, so we'll talk to Brady in just a moment. I see him. We'll get him over. We'll get him a headset and get him ready to go. We'll be right back here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
And join in the fun during this week's events.
Cheer on the Bulldogs this week with women's soccer at 6 p.m. Tuesday, men's soccer Wednesday at 7 and Friday at 3, and football this Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Ian Wentz here at Frickers. It's a very busy Monday night. A couple weeks ago, there weren't too many people here, and I thought, well, maybe Monday night isn't going to be the night, but oh, it sure is. Must be really into the fall sports season already. I'd like to thank Frickers of Adrian for being a great host. Mike Prang for putting together the interviews and getting all this information for me, the athletic director, Craig Rainey, Josiah Durrell doing some social media stuff for the college, Stacy Mitchell, marketing specialist extraordinaire. Is that better than last time?
Way better
than last time. I don't remember what I called you last time. SLI Signs gave us some nice swag representing the college, the station, and Frickers. Very photogenic radio program. Once again, my name is Ian Wendt. Thanks for tuning in on a Monday night. And as I mentioned before the break, we're going to talk some men's soccer. We're joined by a senior defenseman from Grand Rapids, a captain of the team, Brady Musser. Brady, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's great to be here.
All right. Well, you talk about getting off to a good start. We just had the men's tennis team on. They're undefeated. Says here the team is 3-0 for the first time since 2019. That's been a little while since you've been on the team. Talk about your start. It's got to feel good being 3-0 undefeated.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a breath of fresh air after, I mean, we struggled the last few seasons, but there's just such a better vibe around the group. You know, all of the freshmen are contributing right away and really making an effort to integrate themselves into the group, and they're very, very talented and a good group of guys to be around too, on and off the field. So we're doing well.
Bringing in players is obviously part of college athletics, and you graduate some transfer in and out. This season compared to last season, would you say you're a younger team, a more veteran team, or somewhere in the middle?
I would say age-wise, we're pretty similar. We've had a lot of turnover over the past year, guys transferring out, guys coming in. Just this new group, they have really taken responsibility, shown a lot of maturity, and a lot of them are contributing right away. Like just this past weekend, we had Brett Wojcikowski was MIAA Defensive Player of the Week, and then Kyle Peterson was Offensive Player of the Week for men's soccer. So, and they're both freshmen that have come in and made an impact right away, and it's just been great to see.
The undefeated start, so 5-1 win over Defiance, wins over Earlham and Wittenberg. Most recent win, a tight one, a tie game, 85th minute, 83rd minute, grab a goal and get the win. You mentioned earlier that you were on the wrong end of some of those last season, and it's good to be on this side of it.
Yeah, for sure. We, down the stretch when you go the whole first half without scoring, you kind of think maybe you're not going to be able to get anything going offensively, but we – showed a lot of character to stay in the game, and thanks to a few big saves from our also freshman goalkeeper Eli Sizemore, he kept us in it for sure. And Kyle got on the end of a long ball in about the 85th minute, tucked it past the keeper, and we were able to close it out from there. And it's just such a contrast from last season. Like, I can remember playing against Anderson last year. We went up 1-0 late on in the game, about 4 minutes left, same kind of deal. And we ended up giving away two late goals and dropped the game. So definitely a different mindset, different mentality, and it's been great to see.
Talking Bulldog men's soccer with Brady Musser, a defenseman on the team and also one of the captains of this Bulldog program. Some turnover, like you mentioned, with some players. You've stuck around and you're captain, so you've kind of had a little more responsibility than maybe a typical senior captain for a college soccer team. What's that been like for you? I think it's just another thing on your plate.
Yeah, it took some getting used to at first, you know. The past few years, you've kind of been able to get away with just being along for the ride. But when my coach named me and Dante Perry as the two captains this year, it meant a lot more responsibility on our shoulders, and I think we've been handling it well. I wouldn't say either of us really, like, get up in front of the team and scream at them or anything. We just try and just be another one of the guys and be there for the younger guys if they ever need anything, and we've both kind of embraced that role, and I'm really grateful for our coach, Charlie, for giving us that responsibility. So,
yeah, what is it like playing under coach?
Is he
intense? Like, that's okay. Or is he kind of a laid-back, let-you-figure-it-out kind of coach?
He's, I would say, more laid-back, but there are some certain things, like recurring issues, that if it's the same issue over and over and over again, that's when he starts to get a little more intense on us. I would say communication is a big thing. Like, whenever we're not talking enough on the field, that really grinds his gears. Little things like grades, people being irresponsible, not being on time, stuff like that, he'll really get on us about. But in terms of our play on the field, he lets us be ourselves and really showcase our abilities out on the field. So,
talking men's soccer with Brady Musser, captain of the team. The team is off to a 3-0 start. The MIAA puts out their preseason coaches poll. Not favorable for the Bulldogs. They don't think you can get it done. We all think you can. Projected to finish last in the MIAA. What are you going to do to prove the rest of the league wrong? Besides win.
Right. Yeah, that's the main thing. But, you know, we have that preseason poll pinned up in our locker room as a reminder to all of us that, I mean, nobody else really believes in us. So we have to just believe in ourselves and keep carrying each other, picking each other up, playing for each other day in and day out. And that's what we've been doing so far. And we just look to keep building and getting better each and every day. So
that's the right answer. That's a captain answer right there. Your next match, you're home this Wednesday. You're taking on Siena Heights University, 7 o'clock, the Crosstown Rivalry, 7 p.m. Throw the lights on at Docking Stadium. It's going to be a fun night on Wednesday. They're going to turn them on during the weekend, too. More on that in a minute. What's a game like that mean to the team? I mean, it's, you know, you're not in the same conference or league or anything like that, but you're across town. There's a little built-in rivalry there.
Yeah, it's a huge rivalry for sure, and they've gotten the better of us the past few seasons that I've been here, and we're really looking to turn that around. We have some great momentum going into that game, and we just look to keep building. It's always an intense game against them, so we'll be up for it for sure. We're ready to go.
All right, 7 o'clock, Docking Stadium, Wednesday night for the Adrian College men's soccer team to take on Siena Heights University. I've been talking with senior captain Brady Musser. Brady, good to talk to you again. And not only good luck Wednesday, but good luck the rest of the way if I don't see you.
Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it.
And once again, that was Brady. Good to talk to him about the undefeated men's soccer team at Adrian College. I've spoken to two undefeated teams today. Very cool stuff happening at Adrian College for fall sports. For all the information, go to adrianbulldogs.com. That's adrianbulldogs.com. You can go to their app, all that sorts of good stuff. Look for the team that you are trying to get some information on, adrianbulldogs.com. I'd like to, once again, we'll talk about it during the week, I think, and especially on Friday, but the Adrian College football team under the lights, just like the soccer team on Wednesday. But Saturday night, 7 o'clock, they're hosting Madonna for the second game of their season, looking to keep their undefeated streak going, make it 2-0 in the Coach Joe Palka era of Adrian College football. 7 o'clock, Docking Family Stadium. Thank you to Frickers for being a great host for us today. Thanks to Mike Prine, the Sports Information Director at the college. Craig Rainey, the athletic director at AC. Stacy Mitchell, of course. Josiah Durrell doing some social media. Stacy's son Vance here joining us. A special appearance from the Madison freshman. SLI Custom Signs and Apparel. Did I get their whole name right? That sounded right. And that sounded really professional. So I'm going to shut up. Monday Night Football coming your way next on The Cave. Big thanks again to Josh Mitchell back in our Cave studios. This has been the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of ACL Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Cheer on the Bulldogs this week with women's soccer at 6 p.m. Tuesday, men's soccer Wednesday at 7 and Friday at 3, and football this Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.